You're about to listen to this week's guest on the Savage Lovecast. To hear the whole show, go to savage.love.
Hey, Dan. I'm an American expat living in Munich, Germany. I've been creating content where I'm mainly a top, and my fans have been asking me to try some anal play. So I went online and I bought a set of three butt plugs to try those out. They're made of PVC, and it said to only use water-based lube, which I tried, but I find that it gets really tacky and sticky. So I was looking online to see what else I could use with PVC, and I learned that evidently PVC is no good, and you shouldn't be inserting it into your body. So I'm throwing these things out and looking for something else I can use. I see a lot of glass and stainless steel and hard silicone recommended, but what I want is something soft, like a penis, that I can use with oil-based lube or silicone lube. And I'm having a trouble finding what I'm looking for. It's got to be out there, right? Or do I just have to use the real thing?
Joining me to help tackle this question, returning Savage Lovecast guest superstar, Erica Moen, with her husband, Matthew Nolan. She co-created the comic series, Oh Joy Sex Toy, which you can find at ojoysextoy.com. They also co-wrote the Sex and Relationship Illustrated Advice Book for Teens, Let's Talk About It, which is available in bookstores and libraries in states where, along with the dictionary, it has not yet been banned. Hey, Erica, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Really good. Before we get to your recommendations for this guy, it feels like we've covered this a lot, but I guess we need to bring it up every once in a while for people who haven't gotten the memo. What is PVC and why is it a shitty thing to make sex toys out of?
Oh my God. You know, right before we got on the call, I was like, Erica, you should actually look up what exactly PVC is in case he asks. And I was like, no, he won't do that. He won't put me on the spot like that.
Polyvinyl chloride.
There you go.
That's what it stands for. Polyvinyl chloride.
I do not know why it's bad for you. I just know that it is bad for you. Just like asbestos. I don't know why that's bad for you. I just know that it is.
Asbestos is a carcinogen. It's carcinogenic, causes cancer. There are chemicals and mystery chemicals in PVC sex toys that leach out of them during play. Anybody who's had more than one cheap ass sex toy made of PVC that you've left in a drawer sitting next to another one has opened that drawer months later and found that they've basically melted together. It's a terrible chemical. It's bad for your body. And if it does that to another sex toy, what is it doing when it's inside you? Nobody should be buying sex toys made out of PVC anymore. We just take it for granted now. You know it's bad not to get a sex toy made out of it. I know it's bad, but we need to remind people everywhere.
Right. And like a good rule of thumb is if you touch a sex toy and it just like leaves a residue on your fingers, it leaves some kind of texture. You can feel it after you have stopped touching the toy. That's a good sign that you don't want to put that toy inside your body.
You know that old joke about, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? And that's supposed to be the punchline. And I've always felt like the punchline should be not great, but I got to leave it intermission. PVC sex toys, other than the fact that they're made out of shitty chemicals and they're carcinogenic, at least they're soft. Mm-hmm. That is one perk of the PVC sex toy. It gives. So this guy's looking for butt toys to replace the PVC butt toys that hopefully he disposed of in a proper manner. But glass, hard, stainless steel, obviously hard, cleans well. Mm-hmm. Silicone, most silicone butt toys are hard. He says the ones he's encountering are hard. He wants something soft. Where can he find some soft butt toys? And what are they made out of?
I have actually got a good lead on silicone for him, for nice soft silicone that is just like lovely and pliable and like it's got the firmness, but it's got the give. Specifically, I'm thinking about Vixen Creations, and they make my most favorite dildos. They're called like dual density dildos, where inside there's this kind of like a more solid core, and then it's got this exterior layer of silicone that's way softer, and it just creates the most, like, it's heavenly. It's lovely.
It sounds dick-like.
Yeah. When he said he wanted something softer like a dick, I focused on dicks. And so I did a lot of my research on dicks there. But don't worry, I did also look up butt toys too, but I don't know if they do the same
thing. Wait, are you suggesting that dicks aren't butt toys? Have I been doing dicks wrong all these years?
I meant butt-specific toys. But exclusionary.
Okay, so what are they? Give us the recs.
So the Mood Plug Trainer Kit, which you can get from Early to Bed, they are firm silicone, but they're definitely not hard. And yeah, you for $30, you get three different toys, small, medium, large, and...
$30?
$30, that's a really good deal. That's like $10 per butt plug.
That's an amazing deal.
Right? And if you get it from Early to Bed, then you're supporting a small, independent, feminist, blah, blah, blah store, so...
In Chicago, we've had the woman who runs Early to Bed on the show many, many times. It's a terrific place to get online and order your toys from if you want to feel good about supporting a local indie business that does good in its community. Early to Bed totally counts.
Yep. So that was my one butt plug thing that I wrote down. And the rest are all dildos, just all dildos all the time.
Tell us about some of the dildos. Dildos are fine too. I mean, butt plugs they look like lava lamps. They go in your ass. Your ass closes around the narrow neck. They stay in place. You can set them and forget them. That's what I love about butt plugs. And they're a great toy for, you know, a guy who doesn't want to feel like he's shoving something that's dick-like or dickish or an actual dick into his butt. There's some plausible deniability. Like, I'm getting penetrated, but not by a dick or not by anything that looks like a dick. I don't want a dick. But for guys who are comfortable with actual dildos, dick-ish things that aren't actual dicks attached to actual dicks, what do you recommend?
Okay, well, like I said, Vixen Creations, especially their Vicks Skin products, amazing silicone, just wonderful. And then also, so we all know about Flesh Light as a masturbation sleeve, but they also do dildos, and they're really nice, and they're a really good price. They're $70, and they do casts of all these different porn stars of their dicks, and so there's this huge variety of real dicks that are just... like really nice, what's that called? Consistency to them. Again, not super duper hard, not like silicone super hard, but like there's a nice give to them as well. Yeah, so if you look up Flesh Jack, I big fan of that. And then Tantus, they do really nice high quality silicone cocks as well. And they also do that double density thing that I was talking about earlier, where there's a harder core inside and then a softer layer on the outside. But Tantus and Vixen, those are like a bit more pricey. Those kind of like start around $100 and then go up. But Fleshjack is $70.
We don't want to leave people with the impression that a good glass dildo or butt plug or a good stainless steel one don't feel good or
the
hardness hurts. Those actually do kind of feel amazing, and they're so easy to clean.
Yep.
And you can toss them in the dishwasher. You're never going to be confused out of what they're made out of. Some people will mix up a silicone dildo with a PVC cheap dildo and forget which is which. Although I think you can always tell because of that oily, filmy crap layer where the PVC one is always kind of leaching out God knows what that's inside it. But if you really want to be able to keep track of high quality sex toys from mystery meat, glass and stainless steel are a great way to go, and they don't hurt.
No, I respect them. I know lots of people that do like them. They're not my personal preference. I do also prefer a softer touch, but like they're good quality objects, and they can give you a lot of fun and good times.
Okay, those are some great recommendations. I want to ask you real quick, Oh Joy Sex Toy, your iconic, long-running comic series, started out as sex toy reviews, branched into really all kinds of different sex education and different representations of different people of different sexualities, orientations, genders, everything. What year are you guys in? How long have you been doing it? How's Oh Joy Sex Toy doing?
All right. Well, we are coming up on year 11. Last year, we had our big 10-year anniversary, which was just incredible. Like, for a webcomic to survive that long is... And to have such a strong, incredible fan base and audience who are supporting us, it's just, feeling real blessed.
And it's such an invaluable resource, particularly now at this moment when people are trying to make good sex education, good comprehensive sex education, good easily accessible, relatable sex education, harder to come by, harder to view. OhJoySexToy.com on the internet, a great resource for people who haven't found it yet. It's OhJoySexToy.com. And for people who love it and have always enjoyed it, how can they support it to make sure that it's still available for people 11 years from now?
If people go to patreon.com/OhJoySexToy and become a patron there, that is the most impactful direct way to help keep the site alive and help us, because we pay all these different cartoonists to do comics. So we have a wide variety of people from around the world, and we pay them to do creator-owned work. So they still own it. They just let us run it on the website too. And it's the Patreon that allows us to be able to fund that. And it's not just all about like, here's what you can do for us. But on our Patreon, we have a whole bunch, like, oh my God, we have 10 years worth of back locked entries that only patrons get to see. And there's extra comics and there's extra content and like a lot of cool stuff. And you get to meet other people who are into this kind of thing and chat with them in the comments.
And support indie comic artists who don't have a lot of options anymore out there. Like, there used to be a lot of all weekly newspapers all over the country that ran indie comic artists in the back pages and on the covers. Most of those publications are gone, and yours is still one way that indie comic artists can get paid for their work and the amazing work that you and Matthew do with them, because you help them write and create these amazing, hilarious, relatable comics. I think Oh Joy Sex Toy is, you know, one of the best things of the last 11 years, and people should get on your Patreon and support it.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Before we let you go, you're currently working on a graphic novel, Letters from Space Camp. Can you tell us about that real quick?
All right. Well, in 2019, I went through the intensive outpatient program, which is a program at the hospital for people that are having mental health crises. And I'm a cartoonist. And so what I did as part of my way of coping going through that whole experience was I was just taking constant notes in my sketchbook and doing comics and cartoons about the whole thing. And now I'm doing a complete graphic novel about it. And I finished the first draft, which is, people can read it on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/Erika, E-R-I-K-A, Moen, M-O-E-N. And so you can read the entire first draft, and I'm in the process now of making it better, nicer, and getting it ready to pitch out to publishers. And so people on my Patreon get to see that process and get to see the art getting revised and how the chapters are changing as I work on them. And but yeah, so it's a comic that kind of demystifies what it's like to go through the intensive outpatient program. And it's not a bummer. Like, there's dick and fart jokes, because that's what I do.
One of the things I've always loved about your work, Oh Joy Sex Toy, one of the things I loved about Let's Talk About It is your approach to serious, sometimes really important issues always has a light touch. It's always humorous and engaging. And I think that's how you bring people in, how you make sex less scary than it inherently is. I think sex is always going to be a little scary for everybody because sex is important and consequential. But I see you, you know, I follow you everywhere, and I saw you doing the same thing when you were writing and drawing about this inpatient program. You were destigmatizing and demystifying and, you know, being in a mental health crisis and getting the help you need. And it was consistently moving and also consistently funny and amusing. And not a lot of people can strike that balance.
I don't know. I just figure, like, what's the point of going through a mental hospital if you can't come out of it with some good stories and some good jokes and, like, share that with people? Like, come on.
And a book. Erika Moen with her husband, Matthew Nolan, co-creators of the comic series Oh Joy Sex Toy, ojosextoy.com, authors of the advice book for teens, Let's Talk About It. Erika, thank you so much for getting on the phone with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.